Welcome, my friends, to Shaking the Salt with Dr. Peppers. At the end of the message, stay tuned if you want to contact me for any reason, including prayers. Thank you, and I'm Dr. Peppers, Shaking the Salt. Here we go. Many of you know that I do ministry in jail. This is about the 30th year for having done that, all the way back in St. Louis and Missouri and Iowa and Kansas and Illinois and several Mississippi ones, one time when I was on a kind of a missionary thing. But right here in Lake County, it's a little bit different because when you're in Florida, where there is a lot of freedom for people to just have fun and no snowbound, no anything keeping you from getting the drugs and the alcohol and just partying all the time. And a lot of people retire to come down here and do just that. And yet many of the ladies to whom I minister in prison have no idea how they got there. Isn't that funny that they say, I don't know. Somebody set me up. It wasn't my fault. I didn't do anything. And you know, that's what a lot of people say when they're caught red-handed. And yet they say, well, that wasn't me. That wasn't my fault. And many times it may not be. But one of the gals this past Sunday at Easter said, Dr. Peppers, why do you come in here on Easter after you've been to church and your family and friends are having a great big dinner and you could just lounge around and go out in your boat? And why do you come in here to this dark, dank place? And I said, isn't it obvious? And one of the little ones in the back said, because she loves us. And I said, that is exactly right, I do. And part of the reason that I tell them I do, and I know that I do, is because but for the grace of God, I would be sitting in there with them, not talking to them, but hearing somebody else talk and wondering when I was going to get out. Many of us, and I've said this before, but it's so true, many of us are in our own self-imposed prisons that we just don't even know that we are. Many of us have put boundaries around ourselves and won't allow any friends or loved ones or new love to come into our life. Many of us have put up the boundaries of alcohol, and if I can't drink, then I'm not going to have any fun doing that. And there are other kind of boundaries we can put ourselves in. I was pretty much in a boundary-ridden gluttony episode for part of my life. I was just eating my problems away and drowning my sorrows in sugar. And for a long time, I did that. And I've just rejoined Weight Watchers for about the 18th time. And I'm now on another good eating spree. Not that I had gotten off, but of the 100 pounds I had lost, I had gained back maybe 15, 20. And I know when you reach that limit, it's time to stop. What about people that can't stop in their drinking? What about people who spent Easter and every holiday this year just drinking until they pass out? Or down here, a big one's fentanyl, and I know it is around the world now, but people die. They've even had a new drug created to counteract that so that you can live because of your drug overdose that was killing you. What have we come to? One thing I know for sure, I have come to the place in my life where it is time to give back all that God has given to me. I can't repay it all, of course, but I can let Him know how grateful I am by thanking Him and praising Him, of course, and reading the Bible and anything else that just lets Him know. But I also can show in words and deed. And there's a scripture in 1 John that says, whosoever hath this world's good and sees that his brother has need, then have not compassion alone. But how can God's truth dwell if we don't love both in word and in deed? We can tell people, but the old adage is, I'm from Missouri, show me. And we know that it's true that actions often speak louder than words. You can tell one thing, but if you're doing the opposite, you become a hypocrite. And the root of hypocrite in Greek is from Hippocrates and the great actors of the time were called hypocrites when they could put on the good show and they were so convincing and people loved to watch them, even though they knew it wasn't true. They would say, "Bravo, good hypocrites. Bravo, you hypocrites." Do you want anybody saying that about you? "Oh, she's a hypocrite." You can call anybody anything. But do a little soul searching. I know I have to. Am I doing something because I feel like I should? Am I doing it to just show God's love? Or am I doing it because God has given me a call to love a certain person, a certain place, certain times, and especially as I go into jail ministry? I know that I always tell them about having gotten caught with different things and some of the stuff I've been through, but many of them have no clue as to where they're going, what they're going to do, and how their life is about to change when they get out, for good or for bad. We have very few halfway houses. We have very few safe houses. There is one ministry in my area called Hand in Hand, and this is a girls' home, and they have one for the men too. But it's women and girls who have been such addicts in drugs and alcohol and other things that they just can't overcome it by themselves. And in this home, they learn how every morning to get on a routine, to schedule what their day will be like, to be accountable one-on-one to another person, and to hold each other accountable, and then to pray. And so as I was telling my ministry to this group of ladies at the prison last week, one of the women said, "How do I sign up for that?" And I said, "You know what? I've got to get information." And what I found out is they are so overloaded and there is such a waiting list that all we can do is pray that someone will be able to start another home soon. I'm speaking for a big event that they're doing for a fundraiser this fall, and it's a former Miss Florida who is the guest speaker, and I'm the MC, and she had actually been bound by addiction. And if you've never been addicted to anything, my friend, stop and think a minute. Some people are addicted to video games, even our kids today. Some are addicted to television, entertainment. Some are addicted to whatever it is. Food, drugs, alcohol, sex, pornography, so many things that the enemy can use against us. But there is one who sticks closer than a brother, one who will never leave us or forsake us, and one who died for us on that long ago day when he laid down his life for us because he loved us that much. My friend, if you're battling an addiction, if you have no idea where you're headed the next week or the next year, I ask that you would just come to a place in your spirit, in your soul, where you can ask God to forgive you of all of your past, to unchain that bind that holds you in, and that you would have that opportunity for new life, and not just new life, but he calls it abundant life. And it is life eternal. Will you ask him today? Just step out in faith and say, "God, I'm going to step out and believe that you loved me that much, that you died for me, and that if one person can have joy and freedom and new life, so can I." And ask him to break those addictions, those bonds, those prison walls that maybe you've put up yourself, and ask him to be your Savior. Because you will have new life in Christ, I promise. Because he promises. God bless you, my friends. I'm Dr. Peppers, shaking the salt. Thanks for staying on, my friend. If you would like to contact me, visit saltandlightministry.com. If you want to share your story with me, ask a question, have me come speak to your group, or maybe just request prayer. Once again, saltandlightministry.com. Thanks and God bless.